Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow, 5, only up to 9. Pretoria, 7, 11, and Polokwane, 5, up to 14.
In the traffic, Mike 1 southbound, there's an issue heading towards Houghton Estate. It's backed up all the way from Sandton at the moment. Midrand still very busy heading northbound. And in Pretoria, serious queuing traffic into the Pumlani Toll Plaza. There's a crash now heading northbound in the middle of that traffic as well.
Afghanistan 216 for 2 after 39 overs in their match against the Proteas, and Max Verstappen punished for swearing in at a Singapore Grand Prix.
And as traffic is picking up, the Department of Transport and Road Safety in Limpopo warns that motorists have to stick to the rules.
For your safety, officers will take a zero tolerance stance against reckless behaviors such as speeding, drunk driving and overloading.
That's the department spokesperson, Tidimalo Chwene. And if you're on your way to take a breather over the weekend, we hope you took your jacket and an extra blanket and a warm water bottle, because the cold snap we've been warned against is here, where the service forecaster, Tokelo Chwene, says there is a slight possibility of snow in some parts tomorrow, including Gauteng.
If we do get snow in Gauteng, it's going to be probably Vaal area going up to Johannesburg. So the central and southern parts of Gauteng, there is a very slight chance of snowfall.
And fraud accused Michael Lomas has described his handling by the extradition team as gracious. The 77-year-old landed in South Africa this morning after at least 5 failed attempts to bar his extradition from the UK since 2021. Lomas faces over 60 charges amounting to nearly 1.5 billion rand, and that is linked to the refurbishment of Eskom's Kusile power station. Masachaba Sefularo reports.
It's good to be back, says Michael Lomas. He appeared briefly before the Kempton Park Magistrate Court, where his matter was postponed to next Friday for formal bail application in the Palm Ridge Regional Court. It's expected Lomas will be added to the 11 accused in the Eskom graft case, which is currently before the High Court in Johannesburg, once processed in the lower courts. Speaking outside the Kempton Park Court, Lomas said the extradition team were helpful and they did a fantastic job. A frail-looking Lomas will remain in custody until his next court appearance. Masachaba Sifularo for Jekka FM News.
And this one's for the students. The online application for NSFAS opened today, and the administrator there, Freeman Omvalo, encourages prospective students to apply. Here's a word of advice.
I therefore urge students to provide accurate information, parental information, when they apply, so that it enables us to assess the application accordingly. If the information is incomplete or inaccurate, you may find yourself being rejected. You do have an opportunity to appeal.
Moving to the USA, where the race towards the November elections is heating up in all earnest, and everyone is talking about the Democrats' candidate, Kamala Harris. She took her campaign to no one else than Oprah Winfrey. It was virtually attended by Hollywood stars, including Jennifer Lopez and Meryl Streep. Winfrey asked Harris about what seemed to be a sudden burst in confidence after President Joe Biden pulled out of the race. Here's her response.
You know, we each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Time to step up.
Time to step up, you know.
I'm Marlene Forshier with News die Uur. Motoriste wat gaan lang naweek hou, word gewaarsku om by patrols te hou.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. List goes on and on. It's 9 to 5, ain't working. Why the hell do I work?